The state just finished up their spraying for gypsy moths in the south half of the state. How'd that go this year?
It went very well. We had to a pretty late start because of the late spring that we had, but we did actually just this morning finish up the aerial spraying to kill the caterpillars. And so now there'll be a few weeks off. We'll let those caterpillars, any that are left, mature and emerge as adults, and then they'll start spraying a pheromone flakes, which are just a few flakes per square foot, and those are mating disruptants. So the male gypsy moths get just surrounded by female pheromone. They don't know where to look for a mate, and they get confused and give up.
Was there a reason that they weren't spraying up here this year?
We spray where we have found populations previously, and we have a trapping program. And there, most of like the eastern two-thirds of the state is already under quarantine, which means it's kind of, there's gypsy moths are there to stay, and the populations will rise and fall. And when they get to a real high point, then the DNR will actually come in and do a spray program. But property owners then pay for that, and they can opt out of it. The spraying that we are doing for the Department of Agriculture, we're out ahead of that front. And so we do this trapping every summer and find out where there are populations of gypsy moths that we still have a chance of knocking down. We're just trying to slow their advance, the advance of that front a little bit. So then the next year we'll go in and we will spray those areas. excuse me. And so if we're not spraying in your area, it just means that right now we haven't located a population of reproducing population of gypsy moths, that doesn't mean we still keep on looking every year.
All right, and that is important because when we're looking at the moth population, these are destructive insects that can ruin deciduous trees.
They can. The caterpillar, so the gypsy moth is destructive in the caterpillar phase of its life. And they can, one of those caterpillars, they feed for about 6 weeks, and they can eat a square foot of leaves every day. And they just eat and eat and eat. They can, at high populations, completely defoliate trees, completely defoliate forest. Oak is their very favorite, so it's a high-value wood. But they'll eat around, 300, 400 different kinds of shrubs and trees, the leaves. And they don't kill the trees directly, but what it does, the tree tries to grow a new set of leaves for that season so that it can continue to feed itself. And it puts all its energy into that and not, and then it becomes weakened. And so if this happens 2 or 3 years running, then other pests will come in and that tree will be vulnerable and it's probably going to die from something else.